This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, so we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My voice is a lot lower because of all the wildfire smoke. I know. It's either that or I have been producing more testosterone. I got to tell you, after last night's debate, I think a lot of us kind of produced a lot of testosterone. I think many of us kind of found our inner testes after last night. It was, I don't even want to call it a debate. It was an absolute poop show. I can't really say that on air, but I think you guys all know the term that we want to use. And I'm really frustrated. We have a lot to talk about today, and we're going to talk about whether, you know, the debates are going to continue, as there's been discussion on both sides for them not to have any more debates after last night's debacle. We need to also talk about Nevada has now loosened their restrictions in the nick of time, because we have the October 1 memorial. And from the October 1 shooting, as well as multiple other, I guess, conferences and conventions and stuff that, you know, need to come out here. So we're going to talk about some of the new Nevada changes on those restrictions. Also, many of you guys are taking acid reflux medications, and you take them chronically. It's been linked to a spiked risk in diabetes, which we've discussed on our show before, but we'll kind of hash that out. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I reached for the heartburn medication last night. It was supposed to be entertaining, but remember I told you guys, don't expect it to be, you know, the event that you had hoped for, where, you know, we would finally get some good answers from both sides on what they plan to do. You know, was the country going to go socialist or Marxist or communist? You know, was Trump going to leave quietly if the election was found to be valid? Any of those questions that we thought were going to get asked, didn't. And I didn't really expect that. And I had kind of expected that, you know, we were going to probably walk from this going, we are underwhelmed. I thought we would be underwhelmed. What I didn't expect was it being a complete chaotic, almost kindergarten fest. And it was so hard to watch on both sides. It doesn't matter where you are on the political aisle. That was not easy to watch. And Chris Wallace, you know, he's on Fox News and he's a moderator, but he's not technically considered conservative. So we knew that he would kind of give Trump a hard time. That wasn't, and you know, Chris Wallace always wants to look fair and balanced and all that, but even he got rattled. You know, I even heard him stutter for a little bit. And you know how when I get worked up, my stutter comes out? You heard a little bit of a little bit of that. And I was really nervous that somebody was going to have a stroke, you know, on that stage, because, you know, they're not the youngest of dudes. And Chris Wallace even had some nervous laughs. I don't know if he thought what Trump said was funny or if it was a nervous laugh. And you could just, I mean, if I had to read his mind, you could probably see him go, why did I sign up for this poop? This was not what I signed up for. And so, I mean, if I was the moderator, I would have probably done things a little differently. You know, I would have probably, you should have the ability to shut off the mics. It was kind of, you know, a yelling match. And I think you were supposed to have the ability to go, okay, you know, you did your two minutes, cut it off. And I think it could have looked a little bit more structured. But what happened, if you kind of look at the debate behavior, Donald Trump came out wanting to be alpha. And if you saw, when he spoke, he faced Biden. He faced him and he even leaned in. So he used a lot of body language to show that he's alpha. And what was interesting is you saw Joe Biden not look at him. Joe Biden had great posture. I think he appeared to, you know, not have as many gaffes as people expected him to, but he wouldn't look at Trump. And he, you know, that was just, if I, again, could be a Democratic strategist, I'd be like, he probably should have looked at Trump a little bit more, leaned in. But again, maybe he gets rattled. Remember, these politicians are human. Most of the country cannot do what they did up there on the stage. Most of us wouldn't even want to be up there on stage. That's really hard to do, to be on cameras. You know, people digging into you and digging into, you know, your past, you know, records or your children or whatever. It's not easy for anybody. But Biden didn't show his dominance like Trump did. However, Trump then went wrong by just interrupting, and he was just all offense. You know, how I like to look at things is I like, you know, let the pitch, right, go across the plate and hit it, or however the baseball term is, all right? Receive the pitch and do what you have to do, or receive the ball and then make your drive. It almost seemed like Trump just kept encroaching or going into the neutral zone. If I have to use, let's say, football analogies, I could do better than baseball analogies. And Trump just kept being aggressive and kept interrupting to the point that now it starts to look bad on him. You know, he could have won the debate if he answered the question, turned it. Instead, it was interrupt, interrupt, interrupt. When you don't let your other opponents speak, then unfortunately that doesn't give you a win. But then maybe he wanted to rattle Joe Biden. So former Vice President Joe Biden actually got so rattled that he told him to shut up. And he also told him to shush. And then I think he called him a clown. So the name calling, which we expected to come from Donald Trump, came from Joe Biden. But I was very disappointed. It was really underwhelming for me because nobody answered the questions. You know, the question came up to Joe Biden, are you going to stack the court? You know, are you going to get rid of the filibuster? Are you going to just add Supreme Court justices, you know, when you're president? No answer to that. Same thing with Donald Trump. You know, when things were kind of hit at him, it was, you know, where's your answer? And I'm like, you know, we expected answers, you know, from both of them. Then it just didn't happen. And so I don't think it looked good for either of them. Now, a full transcript of the debate has been put out by multiple media outlets. I have it on my website and on my Facebook and my Twitter. If you want to go back and see some of the language, there's going to be a lot of obvious discussion on some of the pieces and the fragments that we got. I got to be honest, look at the transcript, there really wasn't much clarity. So I have a poll out, which we're going to discuss in a little bit. Should we even have any more debates? Because I think it was a waste of 90 minutes of our life. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys know I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've lived here for years, and I've watched this place grow since the 80s. And not that it's been growing since the 80s. It's been growing decades before that, but I'm not that old, okay? Contrary to what people think. And so when I see Las Vegas close down and when I see casinos just abandoned, you know, and it's interesting, an abandoned casino, right, that's just waiting to reopen, you kind of see all the little paint issues and all the little blemishes, and it just doesn't, it looks like a casino that needs some love and TLC. So seeing that in now my hometown, I know I was born in LA, I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas, but Vegas is now my hometown, all right? It's hard to watch. And when Las Vegas had its peak COVID cases, our hospitals were overwhelmed. That was no doubt. Now, mind you, we're always overwhelmed in the flu and pneumonia season, and we talked about that, how many of these deaths could have been flu and pneumonia related, but since we're still not getting, you know, the data that we need, we're under the premise that we had a lot of deaths, we had a lot of hospital overwhelming hospitalizations, and then things started to kind of loosen up a little bit, but we still had a lot of cases. Cases are starting to uptick a little bit, but it doesn't seem to be affecting, hopefully, the hospitals that much. There has been a hospital hack we need to talk about. That has been affecting the hospitals. But, you know, hospitals are gearing up for getting overwhelmed, whether it's flu, pneumonia, COVID, whatnot. So that's going to happen. It's going to be inevitable. So Governor Sisolak, our governor of Nevada, did a press conference yesterday. And it was very, very interesting in that he expanded the 50-person capacity or 50% capacity, whichever is less, he expanded that to 250 people. So even though restaurants and all these other places are still 50% capacity, right, or 250, whichever is less, you now get to allow some sports. You get to allow some concerts, some entertainment, and conventions. Now, this might be too little too late. I can't tell you how many conventions said, look, we're just going to do online. I mean, we had some big, big conferences and conventions planned in January, and they canceled. And I hate to say this, if I was a conference or convention planner, because of everybody freaking out about what happened with the hospitals, and, I know the hospitals always get overwhelmed this flu season. Because that's going to be a headline in January, I get why they have to play it safe. But you almost saw Governor Sisolak kind of plea with people saying, look, you don't have to cancel. We're open. We're here for business. So, which shows that Nevada's lockdown, although debatable on what it did in terms of saving lives and saving hospitalizations, was devastating for a Nevada, especially Las Vegas, economy. So what's interesting, though, is that the guidelines are a little bit more flexible than they've ever been, in that, let's say you want to have 1,000 people at your conference. If you could separate them into groups of 250, and you can make sure the staff doesn't go back and forth. By the way, that 250 doesn't include staff. So let's say you have to have 50 staff people. That won't subtract from the 250. So you can have 250 guests or 250 attendees plus the staff in separate quarters, 6 feet distance, mask, etc. If you want to have 1,000 people, if you get permission from the state and you could show that these groups of 250 are separate, you can now have a 1,000-person conference. What that essentially means is many of the small to medium-sized conferences can now come back. Now, I'm being asked, well, what about flu season? You know, what about hospitalizations? I mean, we've had conferences during flu season before. We've had conferences during, the big argument many of us have is, you know, everybody freaked out with COVID, and I get that it was scary. But it's a little counterintuitive to be freaked out about COVID, but not, you know, freaked out about the flu. So I see these restrictions lasting longer, maybe multiple years, because people are not going to want to get the flu. But once we kind of learn to live with COVID and go, look, you know, we've had conferences during flu season. I mean, there's a conference I go to, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. It's up in Lake Tahoe. So it's snowy. And it's in the peak flu season, maybe as we're slowly starting to come off peak. And we're there every year. And for the most part, we do social distance because there's plenty of tables. And there's, you know, and also usually conferences, medical conferences can be kind of, you know, so a lot of us like to sleep. I spread out because I have my laptop and all that. I'm taking notes and I'm working and all that. So I basically, I spread out. I'm about 6 feet away from other people. I don't really see, you know, you can't really sit at a medical conference crunched up because nobody wants to see each other sleep. Sorry. People do fall asleep. It's kind of funny. Not the NAFB, but at other ones I've seen them sleep. So what about weddings? Well, it sounds like a wedding can happen, right? I mean, if you have 250 guests at your wedding, it sounds like it could happen as long as the space is not at 50% capacity. See the let's say you have a hall, and that hall can hold 400 people max. Then you can only have 250 people there, you see? That's a little tricky. In terms of live entertainment, I guess a live entertainment, there must be a distance of 25 feet from the performance. So if you're an entertainer, let's say Cirque du Soleil or whatever, you're up on a stage. You're 25 feet away from other people because you're breathing heavier and whatever. If you're a dancer, not a lot of places allow that 25 feet. So what that means is if you're a dancer, you're not going to get the tips, because they need to get to you closer. So I'm not really sure how that's going to go. They said as long as performers, competitors, actors, entertainers, coaches, and players maintain at least 25 feet distance from spectators, they're not required to be included in the capacity limit. Now, if an entertainer does go out into the audience, if an entertainer does interact with the audience, and sometimes you need to for your tips, I'm not saying I have experience in that. If I did have experience as a stripper or an exotic dancer, I'm going to say right now I probably wouldn't have made a lot of tips, all right? So I don't have experience in the type of tips you can make exotic dancing. If you're within the public, you then count as that one person. So they have to limit the number of people depending on how many dancers they have, okay? I know a lot of you guys are like, one of the strip clubs opening back up. I know that's not a headline, but we're dissecting out the guidelines for you all to figure that out. Now, private residencies. Okay, so we have Halloween coming up. Halloween is on a Saturday night. We have been waiting years for Halloween to come on a Saturday night because of school and all that. We finally have Halloween on a Saturday night. Parties are supposed to be limited. So I believe outdoors, 25, indoors, 10 people, yeah, no more than 10 people indoors, 25 people outdoors. That's for private residents. For public parties, I think the restrictions are still a little looser. People are asking about salons. With salons, still no you have to do appointment only, no walk-ins. Which I know doesn't make a lot of sense because people walk into a restaurant, but they can't walk into a salon. It's probably because of the capacity limit. So still a lot of the restaurant and salon and other sorts of rules are still in play. But, you know, Vegas being open again, we've been open, but it wasn't open, okay? I mean, you know, for Vegas, people think, well, you know, people just need to gamble. That's not where our revenue's coming from. Our revenue is coming from our clubs. Our revenue is coming from, you know, people being able to drink and have their bachelorette party or their bachelor party. People being able to see strippers. People being able to go to the conference. I mean, conventions and conferences are huge. And losing that aspect of our tourism and our industry, you know, and then, of course, travel and leisure. So we aren't still seeing a lot of international travel, and understandably so. So I've been asked about the positivity rate. Our positivity rate being under 10% is a good sign. It at least triggered our governor to kind of loosen things up. People have asked him about why 250 and why didn't you go up to 75 to 100. And, you know, he kind of explained how, it, you know, the 75 to 100 didn't really help, you know, a lot of people. It was easier to just go from 50 to 250. He gave an explanation for that. He also talked about the safety of the Strip. You know, there's been some headlines about some violence. He says the Strip is still safe and Metro is working on it. So you can see that there's a big push to invite people back and try to get Vegas back to where it needs to be, while at the same time not having more COVID clusters. Personally, I just think the whole thing is an absolute cluster. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy plunging at a record rate in the year's second quarter, as the Commerce Department says. U.S. gross domestic product, the country's total output of goods and services, fell at a rate of 31.4%. From April to June, a decline over three times larger than the previous record set in 1958. Chief economist at PNC, Gus Fauché, says
the economy is still in a very deep hole. It's going to take a lot of time to make up the lost ground.
But he adds things are looking better for the rest of the year.
We're seeing stronger consumer spending, auto sales are up, job growth has resumed, housing starts are up.
Another report out today finds the economy added nearly 750,000 private sector jobs this month. The ADP private payrolls report showing 749,000 private sector jobs were created. And this is USA Radio News. The first presidential debate of the season last night in Cleveland, and it's been described by viewers and pundits as often chaotic. Some say it was the most unusual debate in modern American history. This morning, Democratic nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill have launched an old-fashioned whistle-stop tour through two battleground states, a campaign train making stops in Ohio and Pennsylvania. The U.S. Senate voted last evening to advance a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown at midnight. The Senate expected to give it final passage later today. The House passed it last week. So after Senate passage, President Trump is expected to sign it tonight. The woman accused of trying to kidnap the infant granddaughter of legendary NFL QB Joe Montana has pleaded not guilty to attempted kidnapping. The woman allegedly broke into Montana's Malibu home last weekend, grabbing the nine-month-old before being stopped by the Hall of Famer and his wife. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush
your cheeks. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. So I believe it happened a couple days ago. Universal Health Systems, a huge hospital system, over 400 locations across the country, was hacked. The cyber attack left multiple hospitals without their network and online medical records. Now, from what we understand, the hospitals are still kind of struggling right now to get back online. We're already into Wednesday, but the Pennsylvania-based company said in a statement that we are making steady progress with recovery efforts. They said certain applications have already started coming online again, with others projected to be restored on a rolling basis across the U.S. The company said it experienced an information technology security incident in the early morning hours of September 27th. Now, some of you are like, we're only hearing about this now. Well, it was in the news, I guess, but everybody was talking about the debate and Amy Coney Barrett and, you know, I don't know what Trump said and Trump's, I don't know, his federal tax returns and I don't know. People were talking about this. And so it forced the health system to shut down its entire computer network, so it impacted patient data, lab systems, and clinical information. Now, of course, the company says patient care continues to be delivered safely and effectively, said there is no evidence that patient or employee data was accessed, copied, or misused. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a cardiologist at George Washington University Medical Center. It's a UHS acute hospital impacted by the attack. He told CNN it could take several days to reset the system. They said they proactively took down all their entire network to protect their network when they detected the attack, and they're working using these downtime protocols to maintain chemical operations in a safe way while they slowly bring systems back up online. But in the meantime, it's a big deal. I live in Nevada, and so we have multiple hospitals with the Valley Health System. And so we have Centennial Hills, Desert Springs, Henderson Hospital, Spring Valley, Summerlin Hospital, and Valley Hospital Medical Center. So UHS has about 90,000 employees. They've kind of been, you know, riddled with issues from the COVID crisis and lack of revenue coming into hospitals. But, you know, they said they're on it. And, you know, right now we're being told that it doesn't affect patient data. So apparently this ransomware is where hackers infect networks with a malicious code that then scrambles the data. What they then do is, because it's ransom, they're basically holding your ability to still work ransom. Then they demand payment, sometimes in Bitcoin, sometimes in real money. And so a lot of times it's not that these people want to steal data, is they just want to cripple you and make you vulnerable. So the back office systems, they said, were affected, not necessarily direct patient care technology like the heart pumps and the EKG monitors. Now, apparently, they said, in Germany, not with the UHS system, there was the first known fatality related to ransomware. It was an attack that caused IT systems to fail, and a critically ill patient needed urgent admission, died, because they had to be taken to another city for treatment. Now, you see, this is where I have a huge problem with our reliance on computers and technology. One time the power went out in my office, and we had a bunch of patients there, some of them acute, so I had paper charts. We luckily had some backup lighting we could use. I was able to see the patients that were still there, finish the care I needed, and then we closed down the rest of the day. But I mean, I was able to have the flexibility of, well, we have a paper chart. We still have paper charts on you. I could still complete your chart. And you know, I could still access the medicines and access the flu shots or whatever I had to access to give to the patients and still go and still be able to function. Now, everything is based on a computer. And I get that. People don't trust humans, and they don't trust, you know, they think humans are going to steal things, and, you know, they're going to give the wrong medicine. So now we have everything on computers and everything kind of designed and operated on by chips and all that and networks. But then this happens. So if you're a patient that needs help and you have to have a 25-minute delay in your care because of a computer issue, that's an epic fail. But we're just relying on computers. That's just what we're doing now. And then you have, you know, medical professionals scramble to deal with computers and phones and all that. But, you know, what about patient care? You know, and so people say, well, you know, how bad is it? You know, go down to radiology and look it up. Well, see, in radiology, everything's on a computer now. You know, when we took an X-ray in the olden days, all right, by olden days, a few years back, okay, you would have the actual film. And you'd see the film, and then you would, you know, would have like little silver pieces, silver in it. It's really, really cool how they make X-rays. We'll talk about that one day. But you would look at the film yourself, because I did. I would never trust to read. I'd want to look at my own, I'd look at the film myself of the films that I could read. I'm really good at X-ray. I'm not that good at ultrasound, but except when I would deliver babies, I would ultrasound myself. It's a lot easier when you're doing the ultrasound rather than just looking at pictures. But I would look at the pictures myself, say, all right, that looks good. So because of storage and because of being green and not using a lot of, shall we say, substances that are not biodegradable, many images, if they're done electronically, they stay electronically. So many x-rays nowadays, you don't have the films. If somebody needs to take an x-ray to a provider, it gets downloaded onto a disc. There's no hard concrete in your hand form for these things. So my office had an x-ray. We got the fancy x-ray that did the electronics, that where you took a picture, it was digital, it was gorgeous because you could zoom in, and digital offered many more benefits than a simple x-ray. But if the power goes out or the computer's down, we can't make copies. We can't send the film to a radiologist for a formal read. And you're stuck. Now, glitches happen, people go back online, they go, no big deal. What if we don't go back online? What if we do have major power grid issues? I talked about this last week. Why do we make ourselves so vulnerable? Look how vulnerable we were with coronavirus. We were so vulnerable. Remember Y2K? Y2K luckily didn't affect us like we thought it would. With Y2K, people said our computers aren't going to be ready for the new millennial change. So the computers are going to go back to 1901. It's going to be a cluster. I mean, it got handled. But I just don't believe we're being smart about not having certain backups that are old school paper. I don't know. That's just me. I don't like having everything in a computer. If I can't access the computer, same thing with phone numbers. I only have a couple of my family members' numbers memorized. I don't know all my other family members. Some of my best friends, I just don't have their number memorized because I haven't had to. All I have to do is hit a button. Well, what happens if the power's out, or what happens if you're stranded and you need to use a cell phone? Well, you could call information. I don't know if information has everybody's cell phone number. So it's definitely unfortunate. UHS stock is up. It's actually a little bit up today at 107.65. It dropped drastically when this happened, but it's going up. So they're going to get their acts together. But for those of you that, you know, rely on multiple, shall we say, health visits, I would suggest getting copies of your own records. And if you're not really worried about the privacy issue of it being in paper form, in a safe, etc., I would do that. I would make copies of the most important labs you've had, make a grid or spreadsheet, and have some sort of non-computer form to that. In terms of privacy and computers, there's just no privacy. I'm not even worried about privacy. But I'm worried about if anything does happen, you have medical conditions, and you need to see somebody, at least you have something in your hands you could show them. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys have chronic heartburn? Talked about heartburn on the show a lot. Heartburn, sometimes we call it reflux. Some of you might have esophagitis. Some of you might not. Some of you might have an ulcer. Some of you might just have gastritis. Some of you not. But how many of you take a PPI? Or an antacid that's not technically called an antacid, but it's a proton pump inhibitor. My guess is a lot of you do. I don't really take them a lot because I don't eat a lot of spicy foods. I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I try to make my meals small. But every now and then I get heartburn, and oh, heartburn sucks. It sucks. Well, these PPI classes of medications keep coming back in the news. There's been reports that it could be linked to liver disease, reports that these medications could cause additional infections, these PPI medications may cause osteoporosis. Well, in the news now, and this isn't the first time we've heard it, now these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, have been linked to diabetes. It's been linked in the past, but this is kind of one of the larger studies. And the medication class we're talking about are the proton pump inhibitors. As opposed to the H2 blockers, the histamine 2 blockers, the proton pump inhibitors help prevent acid from getting pumped into the stomach. Now, you have acid in your stomach because it's a form of digestion. If food hits your stomach and it gets acidified, it gets dissolved and emulsified or into a more pasty form that could be allowed easier for your intestines to take out the nutrients when it needs to. So you need stomach acid. Unfortunately, depending on its pH, its low pH, or depending on your anatomy, where your lower esophageal sphincter, I know a lot of you guys love when I talk about sphincters, but your LES, your lower esophageal sphincter, that kind of connects your esophagus to your stomach, is insufficient or incompetent, shall we say. I'm not talking about the debate. Talk about your sphincters. The lower esophageal sphincter, if it doesn't stay tight, acid from the stomach will go up into the esophagus. We talked about how that could be dangerous because the esophagus lining is not really built for acid. And so if acid keeps bouncing up through the sphincter from the stomach into the esophagus and kind of keeps burning that tissue there, it could change. And it could change and become Barrett's esophagus and then later cancer. It's rare. We don't see that in multiple cases, but it's something that happens. So we've kind of been conditioned in medicine, and we've been conditioned in non-medicine settings to relieve the antacid. I get very frustrated with people treating their own antacid because a lot of people say they have heartburn. I'm like, well, how do you know that's not cardiac? How do you know that's not your heart hurting or angina or, you know? Well, I know, we're not supposed to call it angina, angina. I just use angina. I like to prolong my vowels because I got a little bit of a twang, and sometimes that twang comes out, so it's easier to say angina, gastritis. I love the long I's. Long I's are just easier to say. So with that in mind, I don't really like you guys managing your heartburn by yourselves. So if I see that you're going over the counter and you're taking more Prilosec or the Prevacid, or there's also Nexium and Protonix, and there's Dexilant. There's a whole variety of different antacids that people can take now, these PPIs. I usually tell them, look, you know, if you're on this, whether a doctor prescribed it or you got it over the counter, once you kind of hit the two-week mark, I really want to make sure that you're seeing a gastroenterologist. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just making gastroenterologists rich. No, you don't understand. All right, gastroenterologist is pretty much one of the very few specialists that can actually go down there and take a look. If you are starting to get changes down there in your esophagus, you're starting to get this Barrett's change, or we think that you have an ulcer, or we're just trying to verify if it's even heartburn at all, that's what that gastroenterologist could do. And he might say, you want to know what? You need to be on these medications for a period of time. I developed an ulcer a few years back. I was at a job. There was a lot of stress going on, and I developed an ulcer. So the doctor put me on that medication for 30 days, healed the ulcer. So sometimes we use it for finite amounts of time, but long term, it's being linked to diabetes. In fact, 24% risk of diabetes. This came out in the journal Gut, and it was by researchers out of China. So why would a PPI put you at risk for diabetes? Well, I don't know if the medication causes the diabetes. There's been some debate that it could change your gut microbiome. And you know how the bacteria in your colon can affect the way you endocrinologically or metabolically manage things in your body? So there is a chance that maybe because you're altering the acid production, you're going to have different types of bacteria that grow distal to it. And those bacteria might change the way you metabolize sugar. But that's not my working theory. My working theory is look at the groups of people that need antacids. They're the ones that eat big, large meals. Can't be eating big, large meals. You know, remember I kind of ripped on some of you guys with the intermittent fasting? I get that it works for some, but I see so many of you, you'll intermittent fast, you'll have one meal a day, and it's a big, huge meal. And then you hit the antacids. I can't see on telemedicine how many times people call saying, yeah, I need an antacid. And I go, well, you know, have you been losing weight? Oh, they go, no, I'm on a diet. I intermittent fast, but I notice because, you know, I'm only having one meal a day, I need the antacid. Well, So if you're a one meal a day type of eater, you're already prone to diabetes because your body needs rhythm and needs consistency. Your pancreas can't keep up with just one big 2,000 calorie load meal. Doesn't work. All right? Some bodies just need food a little bit at a time. So we're finding, and even in this study, apparently they looked at about 4,000 participants in the nurses' health study. So there were a couple hundred thousand female nurses, and then they also looked at, I believe, 50,000 males. And they already kind of, you know, filtered out, you know, if they had other pre-existing conditions or things that would put them at risk for diabetes. And as they watched those who were on PPIs, these chronic medications like Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, they were more, they had a higher chance of getting diabetes. Now, mind you, a third of us are already pre-diabetic, so diabetes is already rising. But I think it's the way we eat. You know, plus think about it. A lot of people that have heartburn drink alcohol. Well, alcohol has high sugar, right? A lot of people eat spicy foods. Well, you could have a nice spicy salad, but if you're eating something really, really spicy, my guess is it's a spicy meat dish or a spicy gumbo or a spicy tamale. So my guess is you're probably not vegan. Yeah, you could season your foods, but if you're having something that you have to throw Tabasco sauce on, I doubt it's a stick of celery. So when you start to look at who's having the heartburn, people with big meals, also a lot of us that are overweight might not have good sphincters. So we might just, not even because of the way we eat, it's just because if we're overweight, that's going to also put you at risk for diabetes. So I think there's just a lot of other issues at play. But I'm very cautious and I'm very suspicious. And I really hover over a lot of these studies if I think that there's a medication that people are taking that could actually cause the diabetes. I'm still not convinced that statin medications for cholesterol cause diabetes because the average person that's diabetic had high cholesterol about 10 years prior. So I'm still not 100% that a statin will turn you diabetic. But I think the types of people that need statin medications or need PPIs, their sort of diet, maybe they don't exercise, maybe they aren't of the ideal weight, they're of the ones that are more prone to, unfortunately, get diabetes. So when it comes to acid reflux, what I usually recommend is avoiding the alcohol, avoiding the, you know, spicy foods. Oatmeal is nice. Banana's nice on your tummy. Salad, aloe vera might help some heartburn. Parsley, celery, couscous, rice might, you know, soothe some of the heartburn. They say lean turkey and chicken as opposed to red meat, but you gotta be careful of citrus, you gotta be careful of tomatoes, you gotta be careful of onions, peppermint, chocolate. I love chocolate. Fried foods, and also caffeine. You know, if you're a big coffee drinker, a big caffeine drinker, that could also increase your reflux. And also those little gummy bites. I think those gummy bites, those are the ones that do it to me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.